It's done. 8 hours, 19 minutes. That's how long it is. It's taken me a week and a half to record it, but the primary recording of voices is done, finished, off to Big Bad Media, who will make of it what they will. And knowing Greg, half of it'll come back in need of re-recording. It's a frustrating process. You read a complex passage, word perfect, listen to the playback and find your sibilants hissing like pythons slithering through the jungle, plosives bursting through the microphone like they're trying to break the sound barrier, or the dog barking at next door's cat. In places I'd trip over words, and the next thing I heard was, oh for fuck's sake, before the silence of tumbling thoughts coming to a standstill and heaving in the breath before reading again. In the middle of one recording, my ISP rang. "Hello, Mr. R," chortled the voice. "We're wondering if you've seen our latest offer." "Just piss off and leave me alone, or I'll go over to Virgin," I interrupted, and returned to the rear of the room to pick up my reading. Her indoors didn't help either. There's Chris Deacon, the hero of voices, up to his neck in ghosts. I'm trying to get the poor sod out of it, and she who must be obeyed hoves into view with the Hoover sucking up breadcrumbs from the carpet. It's like the whole world saying, "Hey, there's DW, in need of some peace and quiet. Let's give the miserable old bugger some shit." But it's done. All I have to do now is revise the text, write and record the trailer, finish judging a novel writing competition, solve the world's economic problems, shift the house a bit further down the street and pick up a loaf of bread from Tesco's. I hope the bread's fresh.